welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from the world's finest true believers, we've got Chris.
Hi, hi.
We are on the fourth issue of this comic book story arc, the Man of Steel miniseries. If you'd like to check out our previous covers, check out the last three episodes. And so we go into this issue, and we've got Lois coming to Clark's apartment. She had invited him to this party that Lex Luthor is throwing. But she is early because, well, her ride got, you know, picked her up early. So Clark wasn't ready yet. And so she invites him in, or he invites her in, and he's going to go finish getting shaving and getting dressed. Let's see here. So yeah, like he's got, you know, the Smallville High football photo in the back. So maybe he did graduate. You know what? Maybe in the preceding years, he just went back and got his GED online or something.
Online?
Yep, in the 80s.
Internet, eh?
Hey, look, what happened was he was still Clark Kent at Smallville, but then he was doing everything in Metropolis. He was just going back and forth really fast because he's Superman.
Hey, it's possible. Anything is possible. So he goes, pulling on your part that you were talking about in the second issue, Chris, we still have Lois salty about Clark beating her to the Superman story to the point where she has it down to like the day of her grudge. Like, what did she say here?
17 months, 2 weeks, 4 days, and an odd number of hours.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it, Kent.
Yeah, she's talking about how he's a swine and all this. And he's like, you know, you're ever going to forgive me for just telling a story? And she's like, no, I'm not. Like, this is my story. I love it. So he goes to go shave, and he's got to put on appearances. So he turns on his razor.
Here's my question. Why does he have the razor?
For appearances.
But why couldn't he just have like a regular, you know, bladed razor that he could pretend he has?
Because the 80s were all about going for electric. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Like, I remember having an electric razor, like a shaver like that in late 90s and it not working right, which is why I got the beard now. That's not true. So he uses his heat vision and he blasts it off of a little.
Is that a piece of his ship?
Yes.
Okay. Cause see, that's what I was wondering about. Like what it was that was withstanding the heat vision enough to bounce it back to, you know, burn his face.
So my guess is this was one of the, well, because he didn't know he was, He had no other idea of how to shave, because every time he would shave when he was younger, the blades would break. So my guess is Jonathan Kent had to figure out something. So this, he maybe had to go to the ship again and find this piece of the ship. I don't know. It's
anyways, but regardless, he's got something that can reflect his heat vision that
it's a ship.
Still doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Lois is like, hey, man, you're a big pussy. All these weights, as big as you are, I figured they'd be heavier. I can curl this shit.
Look, reps are more important than weight.
That depends on if you're trying to tone or if you're trying to bulk. If you're bulking, it's high weight, low reps. If you're toning, it's low weight, high reps.
And this has been Weight Training with Comic Book Rundown.
With a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah. Yeah. So they go to leave, and they are escorted to the helicopter. Well, Lois takes Clark up to the helicopter.
Luther 36, so he's got at least 36 helicopters.
387.
Yeah.
You're a little off.
Anyways, it's a Luther jet helicopter from LexCorp.
Clark is kind of flabbergasted because there's a helicopter on the roof of his apartment, and it's like,
my roof isn't weighed for this kind of shit, man. And she's like, yeah, the pilot didn't give a shit, so I didn't give a shit. Just get in.
So they go to Luther's yacht, this giant.
The HMS Titanic here.
Who said, there is somebody that says, or is that later? There's somebody that says the ship itself is like the biggest, bigger than the biggest ship on sea right now. I could be wrong. Oh, well, no big deal. It's a big yacht. It's a big boat.
Yeah, well, like, I think Lex comes out and says, no, it is the big, or it's bigger than the Queen Mary.
No, it's
or
just, his... it's just a regular, like, guy, it's regular boatsman. I don't know what those terms are. Clark says, I doubt the Royal Yacht Britannia is much bigger. And the guy's like, quite a bit smaller, actually. Mr. Kent, Mr. L likes to own the biggest of everything. So.
Yeah.
And then we get our first or introduction to Lex and his receding hairline and his bright orange hair.
Yep.
And he's, you know, he's trying to court Lois. And even Clark had mentioned that he thought that her and Lex were a couple because he's seen them together, or like he's seen their relationship happen, I guess the right word would be. But Lois, like, you know, I'm just another prospect for him. Well, I'm just be like another token. I don't want to be, I'm not anybody that can be kept.
Lois Lane ain't no arm candy, mother. Oh.
Yeah. Well, basically, yeah. And when Lex kind of insinuates that, saying that, you know, you have this dress that I knew was going to be perfect for you. And Lois like, this, I thought this was a gift.
No, a loaner. Oh, a loaner. And he's like, no, it's a gift for you to keep. And she's like, fuck you, I don't want your dress. Give me your cloak, Clark.
Yeah.
And Clark's like, and she's like, now turn around and stand in front of me so he can't see anything that's going on. And then she takes the dress off, throws it at fucking Lex. And she's like, I'm out, bitches.
But she kept, is very principled.
Yes. Well, she kept God. First. But she kept the purse.
Did she? Well, it has all of her stuff in it.
And the shoes.
Well, sure.
And those are probably more expensive than the dress.
Probably, honestly. And Lex...
And she kept the pearl necklace that Lex gave her.
Okay. Every other week. So, yeah. So she goes...
Thing.
She goes storming off. Clark's just like, okay, so I guess we're going to leave. But before they can do anything, this militia kind of comes and...
The guerrillas?
Yeah, it's something. They come and, you know, stop her and Clark because they're taking over the boat. They've hijacked the boat.
And Clark jumps in front of her real quick, like faster than she could notice him getting there.
Yeah.
And then they smash him in the face and throw him overboard.
How about this back and forth with between English and Spanish? That's
oh, and it's horrible Spanish also.
Yeah, it's offensive, and I'm not even Spanish
anymore. Exactly.
1980s. They didn't care about culture. So they corral Lois to the rest of the partygoers. And we see Lex in the background watching on. And he's like, all right, perfect. Everything's going according to plan. But before too long, we see the ship being lifted up because Superman is taking the boat to port. And then he hops up on what's the
deck?
There we go. Thank you. Words are hard. Hops on the deck and goes to take care of the rest of the militia. I like.
But Lois is taking out everybody but one guy.
Yeah. This guy gets off a couple pop shots, and then Superman goes and just like slowly crunches the thing toward the guy's hand, which is fun. And then, you know, he's getting congratulated by Lois, congratulated by the mayor. And then Lex walks out and he's like, all right, good job, my boy. Here's your check. And Superman's just like, excuse me?
$250. Thanks, buddy. No.
Well, gee willikers, Mr. Luthor. Thanks.
Well, golly jeepers.
I also want to point out that Lex, from the time that Lois threw the dress at him to...
Has lost hair?
Well, no. I was going to say he changed his vest.
No, oh,
it went
yeah,
from being
too.
Blue to green now. Green for money. But no.
But he's like, Superman's like, you can't buy me. And Lex is like, of course I can. I just gave you a check. And Superman's like, no, seriously, dude. Like, I can't be bought.
Well, and
Lex is like, let me roll out my wad. You see how much money I've got. And you tell me the price. I'll cut you the check, and you're my bitch.
Because Lex is basically saying, look, if anybody works for me, and I'm the most powerful man around. And as you can also see, that my, you know, there really wasn't anything to be worried about. My security had everything well in control. Lois is like, security, where were they when the ship got taken over? And this is where Lex admits that, well, I had an inkling that this splinter group might come attack us. And I just wanted to see if Superman would show up and what he would do. And if he didn't show up, then my security team would go, hop in. Superman, Lois, the mayor, everybody that's around and listening is taken aback by that. The fact that he willingly put people in danger. And the mayor's like, yeah, Superman, I'm making you a deputy, arrest him.
Okay.
You ever notice how everybody also has blue eyes?
Well, yeah. Blue eyes are pretty.
Meh. Sometimes.
Anyway.
So, I just thought it was kind of lazy drawing that everybody had blue eyes. Like, there's no brown eyes. There's no green eyes. There's just blue eyes.
I'm going to say early art. I don't know. Just easier to render, maybe. It really isn't. There's really no difference.
Yeah. But anyways, so they take Lex to jail.
Yeah.
He gets, you know, thrown in the slammer.
A couple days later, we are flying. Well, we're following Superman. He is, he's going through the subway and is able to help this lady who is pregnant, I think going into labor, gets her to the hospital. And as he's walking out, a picture gets taken of him. I'm assuming by the same individual from issue one who is following him.
Most likely, yes.
Because we don't know. They don't actually say. Superman barely registers that he knows a picture got taken of him, but he doesn't, like, on a quick retrospective, he can't figure out who. But before he can actually fly off, we've got Lex coming up to him and basically threatening him, saying,
you're going to die, clown.
Yeah, kind of. It's like, I'm the most important man in this city. You're going to rue the day for crossing me, kind of thing. So.
And Superman's like, that's great. I'm going to just go now. Have a nice day.
And yeah, that's basically how we end this issue.
What was it like? It's like the end of it with like Inspector Gadget. You haven't seen the last of me, Gadget. You'll see.
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
Meow!
I love the cat. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to hear more of Chris, please check out the World's Finest True Believers podcast on all major podcasting apps. You can also find him on Twitter at Finest Believers. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Man of Steel story.